Welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, and we're going to be talking about the crisis, tragedy of Gaza. I'll just say it is absolutely heartbreaking. That's number one. A human being watching knows that this is heartbreaking, and we have political people called political leaders who can look out the window or think of excuses not to do anything, and we should get rid of all of them. Those who won't step in and bring about an end to the humanitarian crisis and create a political solution. There is no Christmas celebrations in Bethlehem officially, but they're going to go to church, but the Christian Palestinians, and usually those who come to Bethlehem are not going to be doing any celebrating, but they will be doing a lot of praying. And we're really glad that there are all over the world massive demonstration. One led here in Toronto by a wonderful group called the Palestinian Youth Movement. Please go to their website. We're joined by Tony Leah of Unifor and a commentator on labor matters with the Taylor Report. And Tony, welcome to the program. You attended the demonstration.
I did. I was at the demonstration in Toronto on Saturday. And despite the drizzly rain, it was a spirited, large group of Palestinians and their supporters. And it's been part of the continuing demonstration by people against what's going on in Gaza, the genocide that's occurring there, and people are not putting up with it. They're going to continue demonstrating for justice for Palestinians.
It is a remarkable thing that there have been columnists in the Star and elsewhere say, oh, you know, it'll blow over or they'll get tired. They don't seem to be getting tired. I think you mentioned, we were talking earlier about this, the wonderful signs of people. Remind everybody that Toronto is really a vibrant part of the world. This is not an Anglo-Saxon stronghold. Canada belongs to Five Eyes, but to a lot of people who are not from the English-speaking Protestant Christian white world at these demonstrations. Who did you see there?
Well, of course, there were a lot of Palestinian Canadians there and many people wearing keffiyehs and with Palestinian flags and banners. But I also saw people carrying signs in Vietnamese, talking about solidarity between Vietnam and Palestine. There were people carrying signs saying six for Palestine, Bosnians for Palestine, queers for Palestine. There was a group with signs, Jews for a free Palestine. So it really was a broad, united effort of humanity to support the Palestinians.
What kind of things were they chanting or saying?
There were a lot of really spirited chants, and people weren't dampened by the rain. They were loud and vociferous. I think that the most common chant one of the most vigorous was from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, and everybody was chanting that, and that was one that they kept returning to, along with a lot of other, chants.
I think you said they did chant from the ocean to the the river to the sea, or the sea to the river. River to the sea.
Palestine will be free. Yeah, they did, and everybody was chanting that.
I like to flag that subject just for the clarification that. Thanks to Aaron Maté and many other brilliant scholars who are also activists, but particularly Aaron Maté, he pointed out, for those who seem to think that this somehow represents the bigotry or the attitude of the Palestinians towards Jews, that it is an article of the charter of the Likud party, of which Benjamin Netanyahu is the leader. They say, it says in the charter, from the river to the sea, is Israeli, is Israel sovereignty. So in other words, they claim, I mean, it's just, we understand it's a political fight and people choose slogans, but in both instances, you can say, well, that's challengeable. It doesn't represent necessarily anything other than the partisanship of those who are chanting. But it's very important to know that Likud, that is their official position. And I have been reading the autobiography of Benjamin Netanyahu, and he has in the inside cover of the book a map of Israel, and there's no Gaza, and there's no West Bank. And he says, this is Israel. That's his position. I don't see people thinking that we, this is, you know, you could make a lot of noise about that. That's a very serious thing for him to say. But just for the record, that, you know, that's where the debate is. And now, where did the march go? What was it like?
The march, the rally gathered at Dundas Square at the corner of Dundas and Yonge in Toronto, a major intersection. And there was a large rally gathered there and some speakers and lots of chanting. And then eventually we marched across Dundas Street. The streets were closed for the march. We marched across Dundas to Bay and then down Bay Street to Queen. Beside City Hall Square, and then back east along Queen and back to, you know, the Eaton Center and Dundas Square.
Apparently, I think my understanding is you dropped out for your own health or cold feet or whatever. In this instance, you really, in Toronto, you get cold feet literally. They did go briefly to Eaton Center, apparently, and chanted, "While you're shopping, bombs are dropping." Yes. I understand that can upset children, that can bother, but frankly, it's true. I don't know how we do not say that loudly to our neighbors, our friends. This should not be going on.
It shouldn't be ignored, and that was one of the major themes of the rally, is that there can be no Christmas celebrations as usual while this tragedy is unfolding.
Now, it's one of those things where people should eat bitter things, knowing that there's a bitter circumstance. So, you know, there, almost every religion has some points where it's psychologically recommended because of the suffering of people. Also, you know a little bit about, there was a big demonstration in Montreal today.
It was interesting because I was at the rally in Toronto with my granddaughter, who lives in Montreal, but she's visiting. Mm-hmm. And while we were standing there, she had up on her phone some video of what was going on in Montreal at the same time, in a really big and spirited demonstration in support of Palestinians in Montreal. So we got to watch a little bit of that while we were rallying in Toronto.
So would that, somebody, did she have a friend that was sending it to her, or she just found it?
She found it. I imagine it was from the, you know, the Palestine Youth Movement, group, or one of the Palestinian supporter groups, but she's taken part in a lot of the rallies and demonstrations in Montreal. So she knew where to find it.
The Montreal, and Quebec demonstrations have been very impressive. And it is not, frankly, it's not reported here. I think they're more likely to tell us what happened in London, England, or New York in the English press of Canada than to tell us what happened in Montreal. And by the way, the labor leaders of Quebec have gotten themselves involved and have appeared at these demonstrations. Is that your knowledge, your understanding?
Yes, definitely. They've been right in the forefront and made very strong statements and, you know, made clear that the it's a an obligation of union leaders. It's a part of what workers need to do is to support struggles for justice around the world and international solidarity. And the best labor leaders are doing that. And, you know, we've seen, I think probably foremost in among all of them in North America has been Sean Fain of the UAW, who has really distinguished himself and his union has in standing up in support of the Palestinians and calling for an immediate and permanent ceasefire.
That is a remarkable story, and I'm really glad you call attention to it. Because we have a complaint. We talk about this often, that unions tend, there's an expression, knee-jerk stuff. They say, well, does that union have a position? And they go through their file and they say, oh, yes. They issued a statement. But you can't find a human being to stand up and say, this is my union. This is our statement. I'm here to answer your questions or to tell you why we're doing this. And Sean Fain has done that in a big time. He did. He wasn't just by him. He also took the opportunity to stand by, make sure that he was standing beside the Congresswoman Tlaib, who has come in for censorship, abuse, physical threats, you name it. You'd think the United States Congress was a lynch party the way they treat her. And here's the leader of the United Auto Workers. My memory is on the program last week. He called her a badass congresswoman.
Yeah, he did. And was you're absolutely right. Proud to stand beside her in support of justice in Gaza. And of course, she's always stood on proudly in support of auto workers in their struggles. And the first time I met Rashida Tlaib was in Detroit when General Motors was shutting down several plants, including our plant in Oshawa and the plant in Detroit. And there was a big demonstration in Detroit calling for the nationalization of GM if they didn't reverse the closures. And Rashida Tlaib was one of the leaders of that demonstration.
Yeah, I remember that you quoted her as shouting several obscenities about Donald Trump. I think Trump was still president.
Yeah, she'd just been elected and she got herself in some hot water with the media when she was asked what she was going to do when she got to Congress. And she said, well, we're going to impeach the
SOB.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. No, she's just a marvel. How lucky they are, by the way. Although we have some members of parliament are starting to really show some courage, actually. Lastly, let's just talk about this phenomena. People need to know. There was I thank the Palestinian Youth Movement because on their Twitter account, they show that they demonstrated against a Christmas party being held by the AFL-CIO, who are missing in action, as they say. But so is the Canadian Labour Congress, right?
That's true. nobody's been able to even find a commentary by the CLC about the horrible events that are going on in Gaza and the ongoing genocide, really, of the Palestinians. And they can't be found. They haven't, if they've made a statement, I haven't been able to find it. Nobody I've asked has been able to find it. And that's just disgraceful. It's clearly one of the most important events going on in the world today. And as workers, We have to stand with workers around the world. We have to support each other, or we're all going to pay the price.
War and colonialist policies. People can see this. Here are the poorest people under attack. I mean, this is, the Gazans are, nobody argues, in extreme poverty. Organized labor should point at that and understand, hey, that's not an accident. And then they come in for this kind of violence.
Right. Absolutely right.
So, yeah, well, I really hope we stay on this theme. We should be able to do a better job, in my opinion, Taylor Report, reporting on the fact that we have major labor bodies where these guys are able to hide under the under their chairs and hope that the parade goes by and they don't speak up. We've got to make them speak up.
Yes.
I want to thank Tony Leah. It's very enlightening. And of course, we always look forward to your commentary on labor developments. This is the Taylor Report, CIT. We're going to take a break and we'll be back.